This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Who wants you in the pit?
Good evening, radio theater fans. You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. It's just after 11 o'clock on the fourth Monday of the month. Time for another edition of the Sudden Radio Project. This is a special membership drive edition of the program where we invite you to become a member of the station that brings you locally written, produced, and performed radio theater commercial-free every week.
Looks a little light on its feet, but there are still legs.
I have to go soon.
Just have a glass. He told me they weren't expecting you until 11.
We have to talk.
Sounds like the first page in a cliché journal. Okay, what better way
Miranda.
To break the ice than a glass of Pinot? Out with it. Did they find out about us? Or are you getting
Miranda.
Cold feet?
You make it sound like our parents are going to find out we smoked in the car when we were 17. It's serious. I want to be with you more than anyone. We both have kids, families.
I know. And we found each other to relieve the intense boredom of routine. Don't fuck it up. Affairs like this in Europe go on for decades. Oh, for God's sake. Don't go all puritanical on me.
I'm not. Shit. You've got me on the defensive now. Look, it's just hard for me to manage the schedule. If you knew the logistical web I had to navigate between work and home to be here with you, there would be more sympathy. I'm trying to woo this new publisher, too. The novelty of sneaking out the back door to come here and fuck you is worn off. Well, it has. God, honey, you're still a great lay, but the thrill of it, of sneaking around.
How do they do it in Europe all those years?
Maybe their lives are less hectic, or their kids go to the soccer or piano on their own. Maybe their husbands cook a meal every... Hell, Miranda, I just don't know. But I do know that if I'm awake at night trying to keep our schedule straight... Then it's just work, like all the other work in my life. Oh, don't look at me that way.
How am I supposed to feel?
I love you just as much as ever. I'm not going back to Roland. It's not that. If I wasn't part of the family, I could happily walk away with you and never see him again. But they are family. And we're tied together. Roland and the kids and me.
Bad rope.
Every single time our families get together for a barbecue or something, I feel like a damn cheating stereotype. I wonder which careless act we'll make that will give it away. I know what you think. Passports, Mexico, etc. Let's go. be cute, tanned lesbians on the beach at sunset. Sounds great. But when you're there for a month without your kids, everything would change. You know it would. What if everything fell apart? But in Mexico.
Let's go a month and find out. I'll tell Ron that you and I just need a little time off from the family thing. He'll never suspect that. We're sleeping together. He doesn't think about me enough to conclude that. Let's go. Mexico, or Rio, or someplace warm where I can watch the sweat slide across your thighs.
You're making this hard.
Stopping the affair is easy.
Turn that thing off.
Stopping the affair is easy?
You know what I mean.
This may have been just a channel change for you, but I'm in love with you, Natalie. I want the aroma of you on my skin for the rest of my life.
Off my equipment. Why did you stop the game? Now it's going to save for 10 goddamn minutes.
I want the aroma of you on my skin for the rest of my life.
Dominic, why did you stop the game? Now it's going to save for 10 goddamn minutes.
I have to tell you, they're really doing it.
What? Who?
Mom and Natalie. They're really having an affair like in your game.
Right. Next, you'll tell me that Daddy lost his business and went off to Nice with his secretary to attract a new investor.
No. Playing these family script games makes you a little slow on the uptake. Natalie and Mom have been sleeping together. Before we left for school this morning, I saw Mom's phone on the kitchen table and started looking through the photos.
Sneak.
I wanted to erase that awful one of me and Josh by the pool. He's got a hard on and it makes me look like I got no dick. Anyway, there's a new picture of Mom and Natalie, and they're naked on a bed, holding wine glasses up to the camera, and it's very touchy-feely. I'll send it to you. Where's your phone?
In my bag. Christ. Damn. Mom? Really? I didn't know the old bitch had a dinner to go behind Daddy's back. Natalie is hot. I've had a crush on her for years. She's a dyke?
Who the fuck knows? Maybe she's just a metro or whatever. Should I put it on Facebook? Ooh, Natalie has a great body.
No! Dominic! What are you thinking? It'll wreck the family and we'll all have to move. Split up the sheets and do all that his week, her week shit. This is my last year of high school. Do it next year. Hey, do you think that...
What?
Did she see my game? Did she get the idea from Blood Ties Scenarios 4? Can't be. I have a double password on it.
Yeah. Probably just a weird coincidence.
Or maybe.
Maybe what?
Damn! That'd be great. What if the game is controlling them now? Maybe there's a glitch in the system, or a burp in the universe, or something very Torchwood, and we really are right in their lives. It is a bootleg copy I got from a dark Romanian programmer in an alley.
Well, let's see. Aside from that being insane, it's just, it's completely insane. You just gotta stop watching that shit. It colors your world. You start to see alien weevils in the subway and shit. What are you doing?
Okay, bear with me. Just for fun, I'm going to put a phrase in Mom's mouth for tonight. We're supposed to go out to dinner tonight with that business dude of Daddy's.
Wait, what? I didn't hear about that. I got shit to do. I have an exam next Tuesday and I don't have time for dinner with adults.
You study? You'll go to this one. Daddy will tell us all about his new secret venture, and we'll meet this geek investor, and I'll force feed a unique phrase to Mom.
You know, it'll just be in the game, don't you? It'll just happen in the game, Chantal. All right. What's the phrase?
And after that, we could have eaten our way through pink lizards to get the pepperoni lollipops off our asses.
Shit. If she says that, I'll date your nasty-looking friend Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Once. One goddamn date. That's it.
And here's your peach cobbler a la Martine.
Anything else now?
Will there be anything else now?
No, I don't think so. Just my espresso. Thank you. So, anyway, he didn't know what to do. He handed the fabric back to Mitch and left the office without a word. And after that, we could have eaten our way through pink lizards to get the pepperoni lollipops off our asses. What's wrong with Dom?
Nothing. He suddenly remembered he has a date with my friend Jennifer.
Miranda? What did you just say?
Where was I?
Honey? What will Chester think? You can't expect him to invest money in a venture where the wife of the proposed CEO is loony. Why don't you just play it cool the rest of the evening? You've had too much to drink. Why don't you act like the smiling, dutiful wife?
I have to go.
I'll give you a ride.
No, that's okay. I'm going to take the bus.
No, that's fine. I need to make it an early night anyway. I've got some fine-tuning to do on a project anyway.
You'd never guess my password.
I know what kind of shit you're into. I'll find it. What are you going to do?
Nothing. Did you ever read The Lathe of Heaven?
Well, read? No.
Ends badly. Why don't you go give Jennifer a ring?
Why don't you just go leave me alone?
I could, you know. I just might.
What are you two so cagey about?
Hey, Chester? Why don't we go to the bar and have a little nightcap? We'll let the family sort themselves out.
Yes, Daddy, I agree. This family needs a bit of sorting.
Yeah, I want to see that portfolio, because I'm making a commitment.
We've got a mocking survey done down there in Georgia. Provided us a lot of information.
Has it been validated?
Validated.
By who?
Well, I think Hank validated, and I put my 100% behind that.
Shit, Hank.
No shitting here at the bar, no. Let me buy you a drink. You need another drink. You need to think, sort this through.
Go with something Hank validated. I need another drink.
Yes, Daddy. This family needs a bit of sorting. How did you get back here so fast?
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dad's Ferrari is not in the garage.
Yes. Couldn't resist doing that first. Hate that damn thing.
Listen, Chantal. I can't explain how this is possible, but I think we should take it easy anyway. Okay, it's going to cause some kind of, rift in time or something. I mean, you don't know how what you do will affect the future. Maybe the whole program will crash and we won't be able to get back to where we were.
I don't want to go back to where we were, Dominic. I hated where we were. I'm rewriting the whole scenario without the middle class trappings in the garage. I have moved on from this family.
Ow! What the hell was that? I'm bleeding, Chantal.
I know. It's a bullet wound. A hollow point.
There's no gun.
I don't need one. I just rode in the bullet, that's all. I wanted you to feel how the deer you killed felt when you hunted him last October.
I'm bleeding. This is real blood.
It's incredible, isn't it? This Romanian geek told me this was really a powerfully written program. unlike anything you've ever seen, he said. But, wow.
Chantal, knock it off. Stop, I'm really in pain. Delete it, write it out. I'm feeling kind of weak.
Okay. Save this, and then I'll launch the new scenario. I'm thirsty. Oh, wow. Dominic is unconscious already. It's amazing. I can't wait for the beta 6.0 in April. I wonder if Emilian still has the same number.
Oh, phew. Jeez. Damn. Oh, the strangest dream. You won't believe it. Our whole lives were a sort of big software game where you did stuff to your family. You killed off Dominic and made Ron a criminal so he would be in jail. You did this so we could be together. My husband was shaped into a bastard so I wouldn't have any guilt.
Guilt.
And
let's see, the final stroke.
And your mother disappeared after the house fire.
Well, she did.
Yes, I know. In the dream, she was presumed dead, and you got part of the money from selling her store. You bought this cottage on the beach far away from the city, but near enough for me to come without drawing attention from Roland.
Well, I did, didn't I?
Did what?
Whatever I had to do so we could be together.
Did you? Yes, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, circumstances are similar. But in the dream, the gaming thing was so real.
Was it? Was I? My mother? My dead brother?
I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I wasn't sure if I was in the game or part of the game. I felt like I was dreaming the game step by step. Step by step into the darkness. That movement is the only truth.
Aren't we all part of the movement, Natalie? The truth? Anyway, it was a lovely nap. Come here. I want you again before I have to go. Jack expects me. No, wait. Trevor. Much better. Trevor expects me in his office by 7.
Why do you pretend? Why this charade with Trevor?
I know, honey. It's not fair. People are more interested in investing when the CEO couple are straight. Believe me, we'd get far less money if they knew the love of my life was a woman 15 years older than me.
Were you always in love with me?
Even when you were sleeping with my mother.
Your mother?
Oh, sorry. Wrong scenario. I meant, yes, Natalie, I feel I've always been in love with you.
Honey, did you see where I put the oil? It's not under the bed.
Yes. Confirm. Here it is, honey.
Chantal, does it ever bother you that we're so isolated?
No, why?
Oh, I don't know. I woke up from the dream and I felt like we were getting too... I guess sort of interior.
Natalie, honey, you once told me that was your favorite place to live. Inside, you loved the purity of an interior relationship.
I did? Oh, I suppose it sounds like me, but...
Long ago, before we were together, you told me that in this world in which we live, in this century, our emotional interior is the only place where we didn't live as if we were binary characters. And it's true. Life was such a yes or no routine before a one or a zero. Now, with you, I don't feel like a zero anymore.
I don't feel like a one. I feel loved. Deliciously vague. After my new book is published, let's go do Europe together.
I'll have to add more cash.
Huh?
From account to account, I meant. Yes, honey, I'd love to do you in Europe.
I have to go soon.
It's a little light on its feet, isn't it? But does it have legs?
Doesn't matter. You have legs.
Hello, I'm Jesus Christ.
And I'm the Buddha.
I am Isis.
I am the Great Spirit.
I'm nothing.
No matter which of us you believe in, there is one thing we all have in common.
We are all members of KABU, Community Radio.
I support KABU for the divine varieties of music.
I am a member because I appreciate the enlightening perspectives presented on the public affairs programming.
I hate everything about it. All right, member or not, who cares? Join, don't join, doesn't matter.
I'd rather be crucified than listen to corporate radio. KABU is entirely supported by member donations, which keeps it free, independent, and non-commercial.
And you don't need Pharaoh's riches to join. Just $5 or $10 a month is all it takes to keep all the great grassroots programming coming to you 24 hours a day.
Look, what else are you going to spend money on? More useless crap? That's stupid. Look, whatever. Do what you want. Ain't my business.
You can become a member by calling 877-500-KBOO or by logging on to www.kbu.fm and clicking on the tip jar.
KBOO 90.7 FM. It's heavenly.
It's nirvana.
It is powerful.
It encompasses all things.
It exists. Maybe. I mean, if that's what you want to think. Are we done yet?
Grupo. lönnen skrulltysta spreta.
You're up with her again?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the third time tonight.
It's okay. She can't help it.
Come back to bed, honey.
Just let me sit here a minute, okay?
Sen april en vårdag, doft av jord, av liv, björk och lind på nytt så svart.
You're frustrated.
I just don't know what to do with her, Ellie.
Are the pills still working?
Some. Ellie, she's suffering. And she won't go to the hospital, you know that. I just don't know what to do.
You're doing all you can, honey. We just have to be patient, wait it out.
I guess.
You guess?
Look. There's something I never told you.
Oh?
Something she talked to me about. Something she asked me.
What are you talking about?
Look, this is kind of weird. But when she was first diagnosed... Well, you know how she feels about...
I know how she hates being old and infirm and...
And she hates hospitals. And she doesn't want to be a burden.
Yes?
When she was diagnosed, on the way home, she made me pull over. Said she had something she needed to say. Ellie, she said if she ever got, well... If she ever got to that point, was how she put it, she... God, I can't believe I'm saying this.
What did she say, Jim?
She said if she ever got to that point, she wanted me to... To help her out.
What?
She wanted me to help her leave.
She wanted you to help her kill herself?
She didn't use that word, but... Yeah.
Jim, that's not your choice to make. I'm not even sure it's hers.
Ellen, I've thought about this a lot. And I think maybe it is my choice. Our choice.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. The state provides assisted suicide. Why shouldn't we?
Well, it's murder for one thing, and probably jail for another.
Is it? Look, she's still lucid. She still takes her medicine herself during the day anyway. I just have to get it for her. A few pills too many. Her doctor knows she gets confused with her meds. She's done it before. It would be painless. She'd just go to sleep. It would be merciful, easy, and safe for all of us.
You're not seriously considering this.
Ellie, she's already asked me if I would several times.
For God's sake, what did you say?
I said I'd think about it.
Dear God in heaven.
There she goes again. Look, Ellie, I'm not ready to do this, okay? But I'm not ready to say I never will. I can't stand to see her suffer like this.
Then put her in the hospital. Let them take care of this. Or call her doctor.
Her doctor's against it, you know that. And for the same reasons you are. Plus the fear of a very expensive lawsuit. It's still not as easy as just signing a piece of paper.
Jim, this is not your job.
Isn't it?
Jesus, Jim!
Yes, Mom.
Jimmy, are you coming?
I'm coming, Mom. Look, I haven't made a decision. And I wouldn't do this ever unless we agreed on it. But
But she's gotten a lot worse just this week.
Yeah.
I'll think about it, Jim. That's all I can say. And I feel crazy for going that far.
I understand. I'm sorry to dump this on you, honey. It just, well, it just never seemed like the right time.
Yeah.
Jimmy, help me out, please.
I'll be right there, Mom.
It is the first great radio station of the new year and the last great station of the previous year. You must be a member, says Jay Doberman of the Village Void. Portland Radio Community and Generous Membership Productions are proud to present La Caboo in sumptuous stereo with an international cast including Isabelle Huppert.
Mon frère vient de divorcer ma mère. Est-ce que tu me partiras si je fais l'amour avec lui?
Isabelle Huppert, the illustrious French star who wooed audiences in Ingmar Bergman's It Must End Badly, now comes to the air in the community-driven La Caboo by the acclaimed interregional director Marek Kowalczyk, whose recent triumph, Megahertz of the Heart, took the Palme d'Ace Award at Cannes.
Je t'aime ce soir. Ou peut-être je t'aime pas. Tu es marxiste, un membre de la Caboo. Ou enfin, tu n'as rien d'intérêt.
Isabelle Huppert. Pauline Leake of the New York Post says, her beauty melts through the radio. I came, I heard, I came again. I had to join. Isabelle Huppert.
Un café, s'il vous plaît. Un noir, tranquille. Comme notre amour. Tes yeux sont liquides. Comme la couleur dans ma petite robe, bleu ou rouge. Lis-moi de bagnole sous le métro, pensant. Il me faut joindre la Caboo. Le soleil en couchant. Le soir, le soleil qu'il est vieux, l'amour qu'il est vieux, ennuyant. La radio coopératique, ennuyant.
Isabelle Huppert in La Caboo. She made me become a member. I couldn't not listen, says Vincent Canabines of the Newark Antagonizer. Huppert is community radio. And for the pittance it costs each day to become a member, I don't know why all her adoring fans don't go to La Caboo. La Caboo. They loved it at Locarno. It stole hearts in Toronto. La Caboo. The Toast of Cannes, Telluride, Sarasota, and Sundance, winner of the coveted Cochlea Award for Best Earplay of a Station in a Western Town, and this year's Grand Jury Prize winner at Gladstone, La Kaboo will lure you into its seductive programming. La Kaboo.
Tiens mes mains, une fois en plus. Oh Jacques, je veux dire Albert, c'est ça. Quand tu m'embrasses, je veux téléphoner à La Kaboo. Quand tu m'embrasses en tes bras, je veux téléphoner à La Kaboo. Quand tu me baises, là, et là, et puis, oh, là, je veux, je dois, il me faut téléphoner à La Kaboo. 503-232-88-18 ou 1-877-500-KBOO.
La Kaboo. 877-500-KBOO. Godard says, yes, it was, it is, I know, it's there. There was Ray, there was Bazin, there was Flaubert. What do I mean exactly? I mean, but not exactly. La Kaboo. From Hood River to Portland, audiences are flocking to La Kaboo. La Kaboo, an interregional success, a masterpiece of sound experience, a membership-driven, community-based station that will hold you in its grip until your ears sing. Go hear it, feel it, La Kaboo.
Here we are, in Lake Oswego, Ogden, in a millionaire's mansion, in his homeschool schoolroom, with a brilliant mentor and his two young pupils. I can't wait to tell you this modern version.
Who are you? The water delivery?
No. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Miss Piquette, will you see what that person wants?
Yes, can I help you?
You can see me too? No, you can't help me.
You're in a private classroom. Now you'll have to leave. Go on.
But this is Frank, based on Voltaire's novel.
Voltaire?
Voltaire? No, I'm lecturing about Leibniz. It's all anyone needs.
Goodbye.
You can't do this. I'm the narrator.
What did he want?
No clue.
Oh, well. Now, students, life is simply a matter of cause and effect. And because the glass is always half full and the cosmic plan is good, everything will turn out for the best. For example, I think my teacher's aide, Miss Paquette, is very pretty. If I tell her so, without violating any sexual harassment policies, what do you think the effect will be?
Something pleasant?
Yes, Frank! A+!
When will you receive this effect, Mr. Pangloss, and what will it be?
This is philosophy, Miss Condé. That will have to wait for biology lab.
Shall I pass out the study guides now?
By all means, Miss Paquette.
Frank.
Thank you.
Condé.
Thank you, miss.
I also sent them electronically.
Isn't she remarkable, students?
Technology is amazing.
I can open it on my new iPhone.
Really?
I think you're hot yourself, Mr. P, in a nerdy kind of way. Can you ask the boss about a raise for me? I've been here over a week. I'm so bored with it. I mean, I really like working with you, Mr. Pangloss, and I'd like to do more. Can you tell Mr. Barone about my performance? I would really benefit from a performance review.
Let's take a mid-morning recess to debate it further.
Things couldn't be otherwise.
Things couldn't be otherwise, ha!
There's so much to learn, Frank. Cause and effect is very interesting. If I drop my state-of-the-art iPhone...
Then
when I pick it up, if our hands touch.
And then our lips.
Take your goddamn hands off my daughter! Get out of my house!
But Daddy, Frank's your foster son. You can't!
I don't care. I'll cut his nuts off.
Would you like to borrow my Leatherman, sir?
Bad time to be helpful. Run, my darling.
Where to? Gresham? I mean, I've got nowhere to live. I've got no money.
Go to hell! We aren't commies around here. Scram!
Then the war came.
Please, please don't hurt me.
Hold your fire. It's a friendly.
It's an old lady.
Thank you. What an awful day. One of them ravaged me. He was horrible. He wants to be a rapper someday, but he couldn't find the beat to save his soul. What could I say to a man who told me he'd rather obey God than people, and that therefore he was sure to go to heaven for butchering you soldiers and raping me?
Not much, I guess.
Plus, he cut off half of my left buttock. See?
Now I've seen it all.
Well, we're on your side, ma'am. Here to protect and serve. Just rest over here now. We also got to recruit. Excuse me. Hey, bro, why don't you join us?
I can't join you. My girlfriend's missing.
Everybody's missing after that airstrike. This entire suburb's missing.
What's her name?
Gonde Barone.
Oh, man. The millionaire's daughter? Ah, shit.
Everybody in the mansion all drowned in Lake Oswego.
But how could that be if everything is for the best in this world?
Well, if you like human hamburger, follow me to what's left of the lake, and I'll show you how everything's best in this world.
Wait, I was going to cut that part out.
Who's that?
Hey, you can't do that.
Shut up, you can't see me. You can't hear me. Anyway, skipping the war, at the very end of the story...
Hold it!
Frank and the others all end up in his garden that Frank has bought, and in this haven, the others come to live with...
Oh dear, never mind. Hello, Frank. Here we all are. What a lovely garden.
Hello, everyone. How did you all make it here?
Well, that's a long story. But Frank, let's cut to the chase. I think your dear old professor has proven correct. You see, after all your adventures, that all things are connected in the best of all possible worlds.
Oh, Pangloss, you never mind. Let's just all cultivate our garden.
Let me make my argument, my boy. If, put down those pruners and listen, if you hadn't been thrown out of Baron's mansion because of your love for his once ravishing daughter, Condé...
If you hadn't been robbed by fundamentalists and gotten lost in South America on that big hot Harley motorcycle...
If you hadn't befriended me and grown sympathetic about my left buttock...
If you hadn't told the paparazzi where to find me with my metrosexual mistress so that I lost all my corporate kickbacks...
If you hadn't lost narrow-mindedness through virtual travel and sacrificed your avatar for me in World of Warcraft, and if I hadn't lost all my good looks to meth addiction and bad plastic surgery...
Then you wouldn't be on this little farm with us, eating figs and drinking wine.
Maybe. But I also know we must cultivate our garden.
You're right, because when man and woman were put in the Garden of Eden...
Please, no religion, okay? Let's work instead of theorizing, okay, everyone? What I know is we must cultivate our garden.
people. People. Jesus, they're barely people. Trolls. Terrestrial trolls. And not even that. No. Trollishness would be an advance. A leap of gargantuan proportions. Trolls have shape, form, identity. These things, these godforsaken lumps, these hulking masses of organic matter, these shambling mounds of humanity. Scoops from the primordial soup dolloped onto the earth to ooze about, barely distinguishable from one another. From the wretched landscape of shit, pus, and mucus they've piled about them as a monument to their excretory celestial master. They combine, too, melting into one another and each other like imitation cheese. Simile. Is that what I'm reduced to in this hole of horror? This place. God, this place! This dilapidated pit of fuming, grotesque decay. Decay! There's nary a vertical surface in this well of sloth that has not begun an inevitable slide toward the horizontal stew of turgid, infirm sewer scum. Oh, Christ, help me. One of them is approaching, slithering toward me with the crown of his skull on a collision course with my midsection and the apex of his stature consisting of his left shoulder blade. And he's considered a handsome specimen. The jovial ones. Lord, they're even more insufferable than the goons. Where the hell do they find the joy in this pitiless miasma of disordered organism? At least most of them have the good sense to be miserable, and to distribute the misery to those about them at any and every opportunity. Such an achievement. Such an inspiring application of effort. Using one's strength to tear another down, ensuring that none will rise above the mass of filth and wreckage of this stew of iniquity they stir. And then there are the intellectuals. It's a wonder they're even able to reproduce. Perhaps that is not so mysterious after all. What other joy could possibly be extracted from this dismal existence outside of a few randy ruts in the quagmire of chaos, evil, and oppressive gloom? And the smell! How could I forget that smell? The relentless stench of fetid hunks of feces saturating the air, penetrating the tissues of the mind until its contents are utterly indistinguishable from that of the rectum. And then you are drowned. Drowned in the manure heaps rising inexorably to the stratosphere, out into space, across the galaxy, until the universe collapses into a putrid singularity of supercompacted filth. Oh, Jesus. Here they come. They're on to me.
They know I'm not of their kind. And all that is not their kind, they obliterate. I would I could take my own life and be decimated by these misshapen fiends. God help me!
This has been the Sudden Radio Project for March 2013. Contributors to tonight's episode include Shan Applegate, Anya Zenocrati, Sharon Mann, Steve Copen, Dan Hobbs, Sharon McAllister, Alexander Lumiere, Todd Greblow, James Lawrence, Connor Kearns, and special guest Deborah Perry. The Sudden Radio Project will return on April 22nd from 11 p.m. to midnight. In the meantime, you can enjoy the other fine radio theater programs airing on KBOO's Radio Theater Hour, as well as select archived editions of the Sudden Radio Project available by going to www.kboo.fm and doing a search for Sudden Radio Project. And while you're on KBOO's website during this membership drive, why not click on the tip jar and become a member of your community radio station? Thank you very much for listening, and good night. Thank you.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Ole, ole, it's go time!
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little louder.
Tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Another edition of that wacky. It's the tacky cha-cha. It's the hippie cha-cha club. Oh, get those flowers out of here. Go on, get them out of here. It's that whacked out, blacked out, jacked out, racked out, cracked out. It's the cheesy cha-cha club.
No, not that either.
All right, it's backed me into a corner, and I have to admit, it's another edition of the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you every Monday night right here at KBOO.